Welcome to your daily devotional, May 22nd, the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, in verse 12. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In the context of Hebrews chapter 4, this verse connects the Word of God with the rest obtained by faith in God's promises, in the instructive admonitions received in history by those who were disobedient. The Word of God is a term used of all the Scriptures, all 66 books of the Holy Bible. The Word of God is living. It is a compilation of every truth needful for man to live a life pleasing to God and obtain eternal life by faith. It is powerful in that through it, many have believed the great gospel of Jesus Christ and have passed from death into life. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. What is significant about the comparison to a two-edged sword is that whatever way the blade hits something or someone, that person or thing is going to get cut. If you read God's book with an honest heart, you will be affected by it. Just like a cut from a sword, what the Bible says may hurt your ego or sensibilities or pride a little bit, but unlike a cut from a sword, the Word of God is a ministry of life and not death, if you believe what it says and accept the living Word, Jesus Christ, of whom it speaks. The Word of God pierces even to the division of soul and spirit. There is a real fine line between the two, and the Bible does make a distinction. Everyone has a spirit, soul, and body. When our spirit is born again, our soul's destination now becomes heaven, and our thoughts and affections are directed heavenward. They work hand in hand, but God works them together, and through His Word, this is accomplished. Joints and marrow require great surgical precision to divide, and the spiritual analogy is applied in that the great physician can expertly divide those things in our souls and spirits. The Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. God is concerned about the inward man, knowing that the outward actions are the results of what starts in the heart and mind. God's book will read you like a book, if you will read it and allow it to do that. And this is all for our benefit. The Bible is God's gift to men, and it teaches us to live a life pleasing to God. It's good to read your daily devotional, but have you read the greater truth right from the source? Will you join me in committing to reading God's Word every day, starting today?